Just.
Good afternoon, everyone.
It's like in a Philly voice.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Multnomah County's September Proclamation Ceremony. Commissioner Moyer is excused today. I want to thank everyone for being here, both in person and those who are joining us virtually, for taking time to join us for this occasion. A proclamation serves to honor, celebrate, recognize, or create awareness of groups and individuals for their services and achievements, or to provide recognition to significant issues affecting our community here in Multnomah County. Today, we're creating space for four proclamations that raise awareness for pressing health issues affecting our community and to recognize the many ways that our community is working together to address these issues. The four proclamations will cover Kleefstra Syndrome Awareness Day, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, Recovery Month, and Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. To kick things off, I'd like to welcome our presenters for the Kleefstra Syndrome Awareness Day proclamation to the dais. Welcome, and pass things over to Commissioner Jones-Dixon to introduce our first proclamation of the day.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Chair. So we'll welcome Hezekiah and Marlon and Keontae and Diamond to the dais. And again, my name is Commissioner Jones-Dixon, and I'm honored to be one of the sponsors or the co-sponsor for this proclamation this morning. I met the Holmes family about two years ago, and you can sit up here on the dais, or you can pose behind me, whichever.
No.
And Skylia, good to see you. Keontae reached out and she asked if we could hold the proclamation to draw awareness to just the need as far as services for community members that have this diagnosis. What I've learned over the last year is we have a system that's broken, and it's a system that it's not built to serve our community members that had this diagnosis, and that's across the board. So this is more than just awareness or a day to acknowledge, but also just another commitment as far as how we can do better as a county. This proclamation is being co-sponsored by our Department of Human Services and IDD, and it's just signaling our commitment to look at the systems and how we can do better to serve our community members. So I'll hand it off to Keontae and Marlon so you could share a few words as far as just any recommendations and what this proclamation means to you today. And then we'll hand it off to Diamond, a future commissioner or governor, to read the proclamation. So I'll hand it to you, Keontae.
Good afternoon. And just hit the button right there in front of you. There you go, perfect.
Good afternoon. I first want to say, obviously, to Commissioner Vince Dixon, thank you so much just for taking this on. And I definitely appreciate all that you have done living in the Gresham community. Thank you for rising to the occasion and advocating for us and all the things that you do, definitely around the community, but also for everybody in the Multnomah County. So thank you so much. Thank you for everyone that has come and shown and support in Hezekiah in Kleefstra syndrome. This is just the beginning of what we continue to do to advocate for supports and services, not just for our son, but definitely others that are here today that recently just connected with that found out such a rare condition. So thank you all for showing up. Thank you all for being advocates, and thank you for being on this journey with us.
Brother Marlon, we'll hand it off to future Governor Diamond.
Okay, hi everyone, I'm Diamond. I'm going to be reading the proclamation. Proclaiming September 17, 2025 as Kleefstra Syndrome Awareness Day in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County finds: A, Kleefstra syndrome is a newly discovered genetic disorder affecting chromosome 9, with effects that can be similar to those of Down syndrome. B, the symptoms of Kleefstra syndrome vary widely in both type and severity, making it difficult to define the disorder with a single description. C, common characteristics of Kleefstra syndrome include developmental delays, intellectual disabilities, severely delayed or absent speech, distinct facial features, and low muscle tone. D, the condition was officially recognized as Kleefstra syndrome by Dr. T. Kleefstra in April 2010. E, September 17th was chosen as Kleefstra Syndrome Awareness Day because many individuals with the syndrome have a deletion of chromosome 9 at 9q34.3. The ninth month is September, and the 17th letter of the alphabet is Q. F, since this syndrome is newly identified, awareness and funding for research are limited. Raising awareness can bring attention to the challenges faced by individuals with Leigh syndrome, their family, and the medical professionals who support them. G, iDefine is a nonprofit organization dedicated to discovering treatments and cures for individuals with intellectual disabilities caused by genetic disorders, including Leigh stress syndrome. Multnomah County proclaims September 17, 2025 as Leigh stress syndrome Awareness Day in Multnomah County, Oregon, and encourages our residents to raise awareness by wearing purple. Furthermore, Multnomah County recognizes the strength and perseverance of individuals with Leigh stress syndrome, their families, and community members. We acknowledge that the slower pace of life for those with Leigh stress syndrome requires immense patience and resilience from the entire Case family.
Thank you so much. That was excellent work by our future governor. Now we're going to go ahead and sign the proclamation, and then we will take a photo up here. So we invite everyone who is here in your purple shirts to join us for the photo, please, and anyone else who would like to be a part of this photo.
Yeah, and again, just thank you for being here this afternoon. I know it's the second day of school for many, and also I forgot to acknowledge my wife at the beginning of the proclamation. She's here as well. I didn't fail. She hates when I do this, so I just want to acknowledge her presence as well. But we'll sign this, and then we can have everybody else. We'll line up right over here. Thank you.
Everybody can make their way over to the flags. All right, thank you, everyone. I invite folks to take their seats so that we can move on to the next proclamation. I did want to share that while we do need to collect the proclamations that were signed for our board clerk so that they can be filed, people can request a copy of any of the proclamations that we've signed if you would like to have them for yourself or your organization. So up next, we have an important opportunity to recognize the role that each of us can play in preventing suicide, in particular, youth suicide. I'm grateful to have this opportunity at this time of the year as our children are returning to school. As parents of teenagers, I see the daily challenges that our kids face today, which often feels very different than what my generation was navigating. They need our support, and that need is growing. At Multnomah County, we are able to offer programs and services in school that help address these mental health needs directly for young people and for their families. Thank you to our Health Department's Behavioral Health Division, especially our Black Youth Suicide Prevention Team, who's here today, for all that you do to help our youth and our families every single day. Thank you also to Commissioner Moyer's office for co-sponsoring that proclamation. With that, I am pleased to welcome the presenters for the Suicide Prevention Awareness Month proclamation up to the dais. So, come on down. Thank you so much and welcome. And with that, I will turn things over to James for introductions. Okay. Well, then the show is yours.
How's that? Oh, there we go. Perfect. Hello, my name is James R. Dixon. My title is Black Youth Suicide Prevention Coordinator, and I wanted to set up these special candles here. We've got some members of our coalition around the room here today, and folks are holding these candles as they represent the 22 youth we've lost within the last fiscal year. Also noting that we just lost two more within this fiscal year, so I just want to create some space for that while we're here before we get started. I'm going to read this proclamation. It's my first time, so we'll see how this goes. Proclaiming September 25th as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County finds A. Each September Suicide Prevention Awareness Month reminds us that hope is not passive. It is created through deliberate action. This year's theme, Creating Hope Through Positive Action, reflects our collective commitment to change the narrative on suicide. At Multnomah County, we recognize that every effort, no matter how small, can make a difference. Our prevention work continues year-round, rooted in the belief that lives can be saved through connection, compassion, and community. B, in fiscal year 2025, our county tragically lost 22 youth to suicide. These are not just numbers. They are lives, families, and futures. 22 too many. Each loss reinforces the urgent need to ensure that all young people feel seen, supported, valued. Suicide remains the third leading cause of death amongst youth ages 10 to 24 and the 11th leading cause overall in the United States. C, suicide is a complex public health crisis shaped by social, cultural, and systemic factors. In Multnomah County, youth of color continue to experience disproportionate risk. LGBTQIA+, 2S youth, particularly transgender youth, face heightened vulnerabilities, with suicide attempt rates nearly 12 times higher than their cisgender peers. Youth experiencing housing instability, abuse, foster care involvement, or poverty also face significant increased risk. Creating hope for these communities targets, correction, creating hope for these communities requires targeted, culturally responsive actions. D, our team's leadership with the Black Youth Suicide Prevention Coalition, called BiSpace, has continued. And this year, BiSpace held a town hall with over 50 participants learning and sharing about how mental health and suicide prevention and culture align. In addition, the Behavioral Health Division applied for and received a small grant from the Association of Community Health Mental Health Programs to learn about and grow prevention initiatives internally that will utilize the zero suicide framework model. While we celebrate progress, persistent disparities remind us that hope must be made through real equity. Suicide impacts people of all ages. Adults grappling with financial stress, health challenges, or relationship loss also carry invisible burdens. In addition to those individual burdens, the daily impacts of structural racism, the intensifying effects of climate change, and the affordable housing crisis all contribute to ongoing mental health stressors across our community. F, the Multnomah County Behavioral Health Prevention Team leads programs that promote resilience and reduce isolation, such as gambling prevention, suicide prevention, and behavioral health education. Programs like Get Trained to Help equip community members with the skills to support someone in crisis, reminding us that action can be as simple as reaching out, listening, or showing up. In today's world, where crises can feel unrelenting, creating hopes becomes an act of resistance. Compassion fatigue, burnout, and despair can weaken our capacity to care. But suicide prevention is not the work of a few. It is a community-wide commitment. Every conversation, every safe space, every brave act of empathy contributes to a culture of healing. Together, we can dismantle stigma and build a future where mental wellness is prioritized and supported. H, our bold vision is zero suicides. Every strategy, policy, and investment should move us closer to that goal. It may seem distant, but it is not impossible. Hope lives in partnerships, in advocacy, and in the unshakable belief that one life lost is one too many. I, we also honor and uplift the people doing this work every day. Our workforce. Creating hope includes caring for our caregivers. The mental, emotional, and physical toll on frontline workers is real. From clinicians and educators to peer support specialists and public servants, those who care for others must also be supported with intentional resources and rest. J, youth-centered initiatives remain essential, but our work must expand beyond age lines. To create lasting hope, we must strengthen the adults who shape youth environments, families, schools, communities. Bridging youth and adult wellness efforts is not only strategic, it's necessary for building a more resilient Multnomah County. Multnomah County proclaims, the month of September 2025 is proclaimed to be Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. All county residents are encouraged to increase awareness of individuals who may be struggling with challenges in their lives and create hope through positive action. Even the smallest efforts help create hope, and hope helps prevent suicide. There are resources to help you and those around you. Adopted this third day of September, 2025.
Thank you, James. You did an excellent job reading. We are now going to sign the proclamation and again invite all folks who are here and who would like to be a part of the photo to join us between the flags, and we will move over there in just a second, so people are welcome to start moving over.
Our MySpace folks are welcome to come up if you want to take a picture, if you want, it's up to you.
All right, thank you everyone who was able to join us for that photo. I'm glad that we now have a moment to raise awareness for another pressing issue affecting our entire community, substance use disorder. And to celebrate all the individuals who are making strides toward recovery and wellness, and as well as those who are walking alongside and supporting that path to recovery for so many. This is an area where I'm really proud of the investments that the county has made in recent years to address the huge need in our community. For example, this past July, the Behavioral Health Resource Center, or BHRC, a beacon of service right in the heart of our city, celebrated 100,000 total visits at the day center since opening in December of 2022. This is huge and just one example of the impact we're making as a county to address the need in our streets and in our community. We know that there is no single cause or a single solution to these issues, and a range of efforts from prevention measures to treatment services and recovery support is needed to meet the needs of our community. We also know that to reach our entire community, we need a system of care that reflects the unique cultural and linguistic needs of the diverse Multnomah County populations that we serve, which is why I'm so glad to see the Behavioral Health Division's Office of Community Engagement represented here. Thank you for your service you provide to our community and for sponsoring this proclamation alongside Commissioner Julia Brim Edwards. With that, I would like to welcome the presenters for the Recovery Proclamation up to the dais. And I wanted to give Commissioner Brim Edwards a chance to say a couple of words before turning things over to Anthony Jordan.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be sponsoring this with the Behavior Health Division. This year, we're proclaiming September as Recovery Month in Multnomah County to remind the community that recovery is for everyone, every person, every family, every community. That's why in Multnomah County, as the chair mentioned, we've been working to expand access to behavioral health services, more addiction treatment and recovery services, as well as housing. And more work needs to be done. And this month is a good time to put a spotlight on that. This month, we celebrate also the people in recovery and their families. And we also thank the county service providers and the peer mentors who support them day in and day out. And with that, I'd like to ask Anthony to introduce anybody here that you'd want to introduce that's here today from your team, and also to read the proclamation.
Good morning. My name is Anthony Jordan. I'm the Interim Behavior Health Director. Good morning, Madam Chair and the Commissioners. I'm here today with DeAndre, who will introduce himself and read the proclamation later. I would like to thank Commissioner Brim Edwards for being a co-sponsor for this proclamation. Today, I stand before you with gratitude and hope as we proclaim September as Recovery Month. It is a month dedicated to raising awareness about substance use, mental health challenges, and the beacon of recovery. Too often, society is entangled in the myth that individuals battling with drug and alcohol addiction cannot recover. This destructive misconception only serves to devalue the courage, resilience, and dedication of countless individuals who are walking in the path of recovery every day. Recovery might indeed be a turbulent journey, but it's also a testament to the human spirit capacity to heal and overcome. Let us come together to denounce the fallacy that addiction is a life sentence. Instead, we celebrate recovery, an incredible journey of empowerment, healing, and transformation. By promoting prevention, treatment, and recovery support services, we provide a path to those in need, giving them the foundation upon which they rebuild their lives. On a personal note, 2 weeks from today, September the 17th, I'll be celebrating 34 years of recovery. My journey with addiction was only marked by struggle, but ultimately it's grown into a narrative of hope. There was a time when I did not believe that recovery was possible. Through support and courage, I have come to understand the profound truth that recovery is not a destination, it's a daily commitment to myself and my community. It is my heartfelt wish that By sharing my story, others may find faith in their own ability to recover, knowing that they are never alone. Let's take this proclamation to serve as a reminder that recovery is not only possible, it's real. It's something to be celebrated. Together, let us build a community of understanding, support, and hope. Thank you.
I'll turn it over to Denver.
Hey, everybody. I am DeAndre Kenyon-Jewey. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Good to see you, Chair, and all the commissioners. Thank you, Graham Edwards, for sponsoring this event. And will all the folks on my team that are in recovery, please raise their hands. Yes. So I am the supervisor of the Office of Consumer Engagement. I've been with the county for about 8 years. I just took 10 years clean in August 14th. So yeah, recovery is not only possible, but it's inevitable with the right supports. And we need to know that. You know, a lot of people don't put that out there. We always hear the horror stories in the news. We always look outside and see the travesty, but we're not seeing, like, my Office of Consumer Engagement. They're all people with lived experience. There's so many people being transformed by recovery. And I remember speaking here before I had a job in Multnomah County. I got asked to come speak, and I was close to soil in my pants. I was terrified to speak in front of county commissioners. And I told my story, and years later, I ended up working here. So without recovery, that would have never been possible. So recovery not only has given me a sense of self back, it has given me purpose, allowed me to be a community leader, advocate, father, and many more things. So I will now read the proclamation. Let's see. Proclaiming September 2025 as Recovery Month in Multnomah County. Multnomah County finds a recovery is for everyone, every person, every family, every community. This emphasizes that recovery from mental health and substance use disorder is possible for everyone, highlighting the importance of support systems and accessible services. B, National Recovery Month observes every September, aims to promote and support new evidence-based treatment and recovery practices, strong recovery communities, and the dedication of service providers. The month also highlights the four dimensions of recovery. One, health, overcoming or managing one's disease and making informed, healthy choices that support physical and emotional well-being. Two, home, having a stable and safe place to live is foundational to a life of recovery. Three, purpose, engaging in meaningful daily activities such as job, school, volunteer, or creating pursuit that provides a sense of purpose and belonging. And four, community, building and maintaining social networks and relationships that provide support, friendship, and hope. Research shows from Journalists of Addiction Medicine in October 2017 shows that meaningful engagement affects family members in evidence-based treatment interventions have shown to improve health outcomes for all family members, resulting in better addiction treatment outcomes and prevention and prevents adolescent substance use. D, a study by the Community Research Recovery Program, the CRRP, Department of Psychiatry, New York University School of Medicine, found that individuals participating in peer support programs have a 45% higher chance of maintaining sobriety, and studies shown that those who have engaged in peer support are less likely to relapse due to continuous supports and therapeutic value of helping others. E, connection to community is more critical than ever. We ask that all of the community join us in this fight. The stigma associated with those living with mental health conditions and substance use disorder, and support those at all stages of recovery. That is why we are here this year. And the theme couldn't be more fitting. Recovery is for everyone, every person, every family, every community. F, data from 2024 National Survey on Drug Use and Mental Health highlights that the power of recovery, with 9.4 million adults receiving substance use treatment and 32 million adults receiving mental health services in 2024. The data further shows that among adults who have perceived a substance use problem, 74.3%, 23.5 million people consider themselves to be in recovery. And amongst those with mental health issues, 66.9%, which is 45 million people, consider themselves to be in recovery, demonstrating that recovery is tangible reality and a reality for millions. We must recognize that recovery is possible for those who seek it, and that a supportive and understanding community is crucial to helping individuals and families thrive. By raising awareness and reducing stigma, we can encourage more people to seek the help they need. Sharing inspirational stories of recovery builds understanding and promotes wellness for all Multnomah County residents. Recovery Month allows us an opportunity to center around this growing need and engages our community in awareness and supports of this work. Recovery is not only possible, but it is probable with the right supports in place. Multnomah County proclaims the month of September 2025 is proclaimed to be Recovery Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. All county residents are invited to commit to continuing support of recovery of those impacted by substance use disorder. This month, we invite you to celebrate those who are achieving their goals for recovery and wellness, and encourage you to share information about programs, resources, services to help others take their first step towards a healthier life.
Thank you so much, DeAndre. Thank you so much, Anthony. Thank you so much, everyone who is here today, especially the folks who are here from our Behavioral Health Division. So we are going to sign this, and then we will go up to the flags to take a photo so folks can start making their way over there as we get this signed. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here today for that proclamation. Up next, I am delighted. Is this on? Okay, yes, there, thank you. So up next, I'm delighted to introduce our special guests from the Multnomah Education Service District's Hospital School Program and Candlelighters for Children with Cancer up to the dais for the Childhood Cancer Awareness Month proclamation. Thank you so much for being here. So you guys are welcome to step down. For the past 3 years, my office has sponsored this proclamation, but with this new ceremony format, this is the first year we were able to make it more of a special occasion. Childhood cancer has touched the lives of many people in my life, from family members to friends to employees here at Multnomah County. And always, childhood cancer is a harrowing experience for everyone involved, and it is especially heartbreaking for those children whose young lives are disrupted by the disease. These children may have had to leave behind their friends and their schools, the playground games, the lunchtime gossip, all the things that it can be easy to take for granted, to face a difficult and sometimes painful treatment regime and path to recovery. My heart goes out to them and their families, but I am also full of admiration for their courage and their spirit in face of such a daunting challenge. I am also heartened in the course of planning this sponsorship to learn just how far we have come in treating childhood cancer. Our speakers will share more, but thanks to breakthroughs and innovations in pediatric oncology, cancer death rates among children have dropped nearly 70% in the last 40 years. Today, 85% of children will survive their cancer. This is a reason to celebrate, and I am so pleased to have our guests here to help us do just that. In addition to the proclamations, we have a table set up in the back for guests to make back-to-school cards for patients at OHSU's Dornbecker Children's Hospital. So we invite everyone to take part in that before you leave today. With that, I will turn it over to our presenters. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Anna Balmaceda. I'm a teacher at Dornbecker Children's Hospital, and I'm with Andrew Turner, my principal at my school, and then also I'm joined with by Nicole Eck as well. Back to school is such an important time of year, and it represents future and new beginnings. For some students, this back to school season started in the classroom of our local children's hospitals. First aid pictures were taken outside patient rooms, and the traditional get to know you activities happened between procedures and beeping IV poles. Despite the stressful setting, patients become learners and teachers in our spaces, continuing to grow and do hard things to do the work of children. Our students are fierce, and we're very grateful for the efforts of Multnomah County in recognizing their tenacity. And as we gather here to recognize Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, it's important to realize that some in our communities have been personally impacted by a diagnosis of childhood cancer. For some, today is a deeply personal day, and we are grateful for the efforts to raise awareness around the childhood cancer experience. Days like today remind children, young adults, and their families that they don't fight alone. Candlelighters for Childhood Cancer are a living example of that message. Nicole Eck, the program director for the Oregon chapter of Candlelighters, is here to share a little bit about her unique experience with childhood cancer.
Hi, my name's Nicole Eck. My family's journey started a few weeks before my daughter Emmy's 10th birthday. What started as a routine eye appointment before the school year began quickly escalated with findings of pressure, leading to an MRI and an urgent rush to the emergency department of Dornbecker. This marked the first of several brain surgeries for brain cancer for Emmy. As a result, Emmy suffered a stroke that paralyzed her right side. She had to relearn how to swallow, talk, walk with assistance, and now uses a wheelchair. She faces ongoing special needs, both mentally and physically. Emmy has bravely endured 6 rounds of chemotherapy and 6 weeks of daily radiation targeting her entire brain and spine. To date, she has undergone 18 surgeries, most for her shunt that she has in her brain. She's lost sight in one eye, hearing loss, short-term memory loss, chronic fatigue, and requires assistance with most daily needs. During one of our many hospital stays, the snack cart would come by every Friday, which we would look forward to. It was during one of these times that I asked about candle lighters. The person shared a brief description and kindly invited Emmy and I to the holiday party. Walking into that party, we were met with families greeting each other warmly and children joyfully engaged in crafts, laughter, and games. While we are blessed with loving family and friends, the experience of your child being diagnosed with cancer can still feel incredibly isolating as you navigate the initial shock and overwhelming emotions. Stepping into a candlelighter's party was exactly what Emmy and I needed and had been longing for. My daughter was so happy that day. She told me, "Mom, no one cares that I don't have hair or I'm in a wheelchair." It was comforting for both of us to be there. Over the years, Emmy and I have eagerly anticipated the calendar of activities and participated as much as possible. Then 2 years ago, I discovered that Candlelighters was hiring. I applied. I was thrilled to get the job, and I'm now program director for Candlelighters for Children with Cancer. It's truly my dream job, giving purpose to everything my daughter and our family have been through. Now I have the opportunity to help provide that same connection and support to other families facing a similar journey. It's important to remember that a child's cancer diagnosis doesn't simply end with when their treatment is complete. Many, if not all, children continue to experience health issues due to the treatment they've endured and the lasting effects of the cancer on their bodies. There's also the risk of secondary cancer. This is why Candlelighters for Children with Cancer is such an incredible organization. Not only is the entire family connected and supported, but they're there for the whole journey, from the initial diagnosis and for as long as the family needs us. We're a community built on hope. I also want to say what a special day today is. Today is my daughter's diagnosis date. She was diagnosed with brain cancer today, 16 years ago. So this is, being here today is such an honor, and it sheds a little light on what can be kind of a hard day. So I appreciate that.
Thank you for being with us. Are we ready to read the proclamation?
Multnomah County finds, A, according to the Center for Disease Control, cancer is the leading cause of death from disease among U.S. children and adolescents younger than 20 years. Each year, this tragic disease is detected in about 15,000 of our country's young people and takes the life of approximately 1,600 children and adolescents.
The most common types of cancer among children and adolescents differed by age group. For example, leukemias were more common in those ages 1 to 4 than in other age groups, and lymphomas were more common in those ages 15 to 19 than in other age groups.
Rates of the most common types of childhood and adolescent cancer also differ by race and ethnicity. For example, in 2017 to 2021, the incidence rate of leukemia was about twice as high in Hispanic and American Indian Alaska Native children and adolescents as in Black children and adolescents. During that same time period, the rates of brain and other nervous system tumors were higher in White and American Indian Alaska Native children and adolescents than in those of all other racial and ethnic groups. The good news is that thanks to breakthroughs and innovations in pediatric oncology, cancer death rates among children from birth to age 14 have dropped nearly 70% over the past 40 years. Today, 85% of our children will survive their cancer, which means that there are 500,000 survivors of childhood cancer in the United States today, and that number is growing.
For many young patients, pediatric cancer isn't just a diagnosis, it's an ordeal. Intensive treatment regimens and special health considerations often require a complete restructuring of a patient's life, potentially including changes to residence, schooling, finances, diet, and more. Some pediatric cancer patients ultimately have to move to another city or state in order to be closer to uniquely equipped treatment facilities.
There's also the fact that many treatment options for pediatric cancer can be painful or have various negative side effects. Hair loss from chemotherapy, for example, can cause a child to feel self-conscious. The discomfort experienced during treatment may itself inspire feelings of fear, anxiety, or despair. Arguably, the greater specter in the mind of any pediatric cancer patient is concern over their future. Will I survive this disease? If so, for how long? What if I relapse? How will treatment impact my quality of life? The cumulative impact of these and other factors can result in pediatric cancer patients and survivors developing serious mental health conditions, including depression, chronic anxiety, and even post-traumatic stress disorder. A study published in the Journal of Pediatric Psychology found that nearly 75% of all children diagnosed with cancer experienced PTSD symptoms during or after treatment. These symptoms include nightmares, flashbacks, feelings of isolation, difficulty feeling emotions, and a desire to avoid people, places, or things associated with their cancer experience.
This is why the services provided to children undergoing cancer treatment at places like OHSU Dornbecker Children's Hospital, Randall Children's Hospital, Legacy Emmanuel, and Shriners Children Portland, alongside local nonprofit Candlelighters for Children with Cancer, extends far beyond treatment to enhance the quality of life for those children and their families.
Activities like toy distribution, art therapy, pet-assisted therapy, hospital celebrations, and the hospital school program offered in partnership with the Multnomah Education Service District celebrates and honors a child's determination and bravery to fight the battle against cancer while allowing them to be children. Multnomah County proclaims September 2025 as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in Multnomah County.
Thank you so much. So we are going to go ahead and sign the proclamation and then take a photo. Before we take a break to sign this proclamation, I do want to ask guests in the room to stay for one final special surprise proclamation. I know we're at time, so we're going to go through this as quickly as possible, but want to go ahead and we'll do the signature and then we'll take a photo, but everybody stay if you can. Thank you. All right, thank you, everyone. Before we close today, we have a very special final proclamation proclaiming September 3rd, 2025, Julie Sullivan Springetti Day in Multnomah County. All right, let the waterworks begin. So, as you know, Julie is leaving her post as head of county communications this month after 14 years. So we knew we had to do something big to celebrate and commemorate this big transition. Today also happens to be Julie's birthday, so the timing could not be better. It was like it was meant to be. It looks like this proclamation was a surprise to Julie as planned, so I'm really glad that worked out. Julie, we're going to invite you to come up front to please join you for this proclamation. So can we get a chair?
Big chair right there.
Oh, there's a big chair. Yes, just for you. Julie, when you left the Oregonian 14 years ago, Multnomah County gained one of the most powerful, productive voices in the history of this organization. You have built and managed an incredible team of communications professionals, supported multiple county chairs and boards, provided counsel to literally hundreds of county leaders and employees, managed communications for multiple emergencies, including and especially being a singular leader throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, written thousands upon thousands of words in press releases, media availabilities, media responses, scripts, marketing, and other communication pieces. You have released literally millions of records. You have reviewed millions of communications across every one of our 7 departments and throughout many leadership tenures. More than all of that intense volume, you have guided what, how, when, where, and what, when, and why our county has communicated with this community year after year with the same vigor, strategy, and acumen. I've often heard you say that every day a meteor hits the county and we just need to brace for impact and figure out what's next. You have been one of the lead meteor catchers in my tenure. You have always stepped into that gap and truly figure out what's next. You have my intense gratitude for the way that you've approached this work, for the many important things you've done. You have more than earned a wonderful retirement every single day, and I am so grateful for your beautiful family that that's what's next for you. I will miss your candor, your leadership, your skills, your perceptive advice. I will miss the way that you are truly the connective tissue of the county. That is going to be irreplaceable. There are several proclamation readers joining us to read a portion of this, but I wanted to give commissioners a chance to say a few words before we do that.
Thank you, Chair. I will just say that you and I have been in the depths of hell together when I was at the joint office. I don't think I can emphasize enough how supportive you are to directors when they're dealing with some really challenging environments. Not only is your strategic mind just absolutely impeccable, but the way that you lead this team and the care that you show for those that you lead is something to be honored and modeled. So thank you for how you show up every day.
Thank you, Commissioner Berman Edwards.
Okay, despite your coaching, I'm still gonna have to rely on my notes, as you know. I'm a work in progress. I'm so glad we could celebrate you today, Julie, because not only your 14 years of service, your well-deserved retirement, but also your birthday. As someone who shares the same zodiac sign, when I first got to the county, my birthday followed shortly after I got here, and Julie sent me this thing about Virgos. It's like, oh, she totally nailed me. And then I realized after I got to know her better, it totally nailed her. So I sent it back to her this morning with like, back at you, this still makes me laugh. I'll share it with everybody later. Virgos have a reputation, determined, highly analytical, detail-oriented, making sure every T is crossed, every I is dotted, all the commas in the right place. Julie, you help make everything make sense. your 14 years of the county. I think your team is, your impressive team is really a reflection of you as a leader and the work you all do. And it's really a tribute to, and I know they're going to carry on the work that you did. So you've built a great foundation. And one of the things I loved about you is, like, no matter what the news was coming in, you always had, like, a positive, like, here's the great thing that our county employees are doing, and, like, always connected it to the county mission. You were such a fierce advocate of, like, here's the work we're doing and why it matters. You've been a steady and really trusted presence. I remember my first week at the county, my chief of staff, who'd been here 8 years before as a chief of staff with another county commissioner, he was, like, kind of giving me the lowdown on, like, everybody at the county. He's like, you have to meet Julie Sullivan Springetti. And it's like, okay. He's like, you know, she's just going to tell it like it is. And, like, she's somebody that you always want to be connected to. And, like, before you, like, you know, mouth off to the media or say something, like, you should check in with her first, because she's going to give you really good advice. And what I think I really appreciated about your work is you served up the facts, like, unsanitized and without, like, spin. And I think that really served the county well, because, you know, when the county was doing amazing work and our employees are doing amazing work, you, like, put the best spotlight on it. And when we stumbled or maybe made a mistake, you didn't, like, try and spin the way out of it, because, you know, as you know, as a former reporter, like, they're going to see right through it. So I think you always, like, helped the county put its best, even, like, when we stumbled, the best foot forward, and really highlighted the work, the critically important work that maybe people in the broader community might not see, and really elevated, I think, the county. I've appreciated that when I first got here, you gave me lots of coaching on, like, how the county worked and how to work successfully here. As somebody who's been in the communications field, I was kind of, like, the first time the county commission, like, was all over the place on an issue, like, in maybe cross purposes, I was like, how is Julie gonna actually write about this? Because, you know, really representing everybody's viewpoint. And I was so amazed, because I'd be looking through those press releases and, like, seeing, like, where's the point of, like, there's some advantage for somebody's position. And I felt like you always really did a great job of, like, giving everybody an opportunity to share their perspective, even when they were in conflict. And I think that made the county much stronger, because it wasn't just, again, trying to spin or advantage something, but really trying to present really the complicated issues that we struggle with sometimes and we have conflicting opinions on. And you did it. Such a great job. You have so much integrity and your ethical standards are so high, and I think that that shines through and has benefited the county, especially when we are maybe under fire or there's something going on where the county's really in the spotlight. So I'm so disappointed that you're not going to be here for the rest of my chapter at the county commission, but I will say that I got a really good start on my tenure in the commission because of the advice and counsel that you gave me, and just lending your wisdom freely, and also being very not sanitizing when I sent you something over, like, hey, what do you think about this? And you just, you know, well, I just made a couple of suggestions. So thank you for everything you did. And, you know, as a longtime county resident, I'm so appreciative of it. I wish you the best of luck. I look forward to every September wishing you a Virgo-like birthday. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, great. Well, when you shared with me a week ago that you were retiring, my stomach dropped immediately, because I was just opening up the door as far as all the things that we were looking to do through my office. And I just want to say thank you. And then you showed me a picture of where your husband was at on the beach, and just the next chapter that you're walking into. And I gave you all the grace in the world. But I've been working with you vicariously through the team, the amazing team that you have, whether it's Sarah on transportation, Dennis always giving us just pointers, Ryan as well, just everyone on your team. So just thank you so much for just your contributions, and looking forward to actually just the future, the next few years that you have with your family, with your husband specifically, as it pertains to retirement. So thank you again. You're welcome.
All right, and so now I will turn it over to Dennis to take us away with the proclamation. Okay, hit the button.
Do I just start with Multnomah County fines?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you. I'm growing pains here. Proclaiming September 3rd, 2025 as Julie Sullivan Springetti Day in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County fines. A, according to data gathered daily by the employees of Multnomah County, especially those in the Central Communications Office, but also leaders and or communicators across every department, we find that Julie Sullivan Springetti is a person of many and diverse talents, most especially in the varied work of writing, editing, strategically communicating, fielding press inquiries, releasing public records, passing along good and bad news, running headlong into the fires of crisis, and somehow not getting that burned, it's amazing, championing the work of others, and providing a living model of grace under pressure.
B, some of Julie's best work happens during the daily response to press inquiries, which come in 365 days of the year onto each of Julie's phones and email accounts, even when the press office is closed, and require careful precision, quick wits, and connection with subject matter experts from every corner of Multnomah County. This is a daily response that must be delivered back accurately, strategically, and on deadline.
C, some of Julie's best work happens when Multnomah County proactively communicates the good and bad and varied news about milestones and programs, decisions made by our esteemed Board of County Commissioners, the beginnings and endings of things. She has personally penned hundreds of press releases, produced dozens and dozens and dozens of press conferences and avails, and reviewed what must be 1 million internal and external communications.
D, some of Julie's best work happens when we're gearing up for or find ourselves inside an emergency, whether it's a tire fire, a forest fire, the hottest days we've ever seen, a devastating ice storm, or a global pandemic. Julie's leadership in crisis literally saves lives. She always goes on call to provide top line messages and manage and direct communications across every channel to amplify what the community most needs to hear. And sometimes she even rides along with life-saving Good Samaritans to ask questions and develop new protocols to augment already groundbreaking communications based on continual learning and best practices.
E, some of Julie's best work happens when she's advising leaders across Multnomah County on what to say and how to say it. There are very few things communicated internally or externally at Multnomah County that Julie Sullivan Springetti hasn't reviewed, offered advice about, or provided a model for in some previous communication. Her omnipresence, heart, wisdom, and mastery of tone are inspiring and among the many things that make her superhuman.
F, some of Julie's best work happens when she's mentoring other communicators and many others within Multnomah County and across our region. We challenge anyone to produce a better mentor than Julie Sullivan Springetti.
G, some of Julie's best work happens during the hardest moments Multnomah County faces or has faced. For reference, see especially 2020 through September 3rd, 2025. But Julie also shines every day when our community is struggling and needs to know what to do next.
H, some of Julie's best work happens when she's a welcome ear and heart to someone who needs a friend, a journalist, a colleague, a constituent, a neighbor in our boardroom, an intern looking for good ideas, a leader looking for advice. Julie asks tough and real questions and she listens, somehow making time stop while you're talking to her, even though there are 17 fires burning on her desktop and phone.
I,
All of Julie's best work happens when she's doing what feels like the job of many people and being great at a dozen challenging things at once. When you look up seasoned professional in the dictionary, there's a picture of her right there on that page, or ought to be.
In conclusion, Julie Sullivan Springetti is truly an extraordinary human being and someone who shared their best work with Multnomah County. A Pulitzer Prize winning journalist who became our colleague in 2011 and who will be profoundly missed when she retires this month. Our community is far better educated, aware, and engaged than prior to her tenure. We've been very lucky to have her steady guidance for 14 years. I'll count almost 9 years for me. We are very glad her next chapter will be focused on family, hiking, new ideas, friendship, and enjoying the good life that you completely deserve. Thank you. Multnomah County proclaims once again September 3rd, 2025 as Julie Sullivan Springetti Day in Multnomah County, Oregon.
All right, everyone, that was amazing. We will now take a photo. Everyone's invited to the photo. Matoya will make it happen, don't worry. There are refreshments in the back room as part of the celebration for Julie. And please also take part in the card making activity for patients at the back table. Thank you everyone so much. We appreciate everyone being here today. We look forward to welcoming you back on the first Wednesday in October from noon to 1 p.m. With that, we are adjourned.